And it's a cold hard open to the cold hard truth on amok.com. It's Emil Guillermo, and we're talking to Jeopardy champion Arthur Chu. Arthur, thank you very much for being part of the podcast today.
Hello.
Yeah, and you know, you are so cool. You are, when you just read about Arthur Chu and you see the words Jeopardy villain, you think you're expecting Fu Manchu or something like that. But
a little bit of that to it, maybe.
But you're far from Fu Manchu. You're genteel. From what I see and from our conversation, you're a Swarthmore grad, for goodness sakes.
Swarthmore.
You spent some time. You were born in the East Coast and spent some time in California, right, in Los Angeles.
In the Los Angeles area, yeah.
Yeah, did you grow up in? Did you go to high school there?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, what high school?
Valley Christian High School in Cerritos.
Yeah.
High school.
So, who claims you the most, the East Coasters or the L.A. people?
Sorry?
Who claims you the most, the East Coasters or the L.A. people?
I would say, I guess my real formative years were really in L.A., but, I've been a bunch of places on the East Coast, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania, DC. So it's hard to say. I guess I'm bi-coastal, and now I'm in the Midwest.
Yeah. Well, you're everyone's favorite Asian American. Like I said, you have this incredible run on Jeopardy, and by contract, you can't tell me if it's up or not, and I understand that. And I'm not trying to, get it out of you, but... I guess we will be seeing you for a while. I mean, you've taped all the shows you've had to tape, right?
I can't talk about that. I can't say whether or not, I'm still on the show.
Yeah.
But
keep watching. Well, 10 million people watch Jeopardy a day on average.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not kidding when I'm saying you are the face of Asian America. How does that make you feel?
That makes me feel a little bit weird. I don't think I'm exactly typical of Asian Americans. I might live up to certain stereotypes, but I don't definitely think of myself as, the representative of the community. But it's really cool to see the positive response that's come out of the Asian American community. People talk about how there's been controversy or whatever about my run on the show, but the Asian American community has been supportive since the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, really, I just went on the Twitterverse yesterday, and things are turning around in terms of there's a lot of love for you from not just Asian Americans, but from all people. But we know that wasn't always the case when you first showed up on television. What was your reaction to those first really negative, angry, really ugly tweets that you saw?
Well, I was surprised. I wasn't completely surprised because the one thing everyone has been talking about is my strategy on Jeopardy, bouncing around the board. And people who do that have gotten a lot of negative feedback in the past. And I think in the media, we've been over that it makes the game harder to play along with, that it's unfamiliar. I'd seen that there were people who didn't like Dave Madden when he was on the show, or Roger Craig, who were two contestants who did similar things. But I didn't expect that just after... I knew I was going to be on the show for a while. I was expecting there to maybe be a build-up, we're sick of this guy, we want to get rid of him. But I wasn't expecting after I was on just once for there to be this huge wave of negative sentiment towards me. Maybe that's just me underestimating the Internet's potential for vitriol, but I was taken aback because I was live-tweeting my first episode. I thought it would be a fun thing to do, to see if there were reactions to me, and every single tweet that I found, for the most part, as far as I remember, all the ones that I found were, really harsh, and there were a lot of them, with a lot of people saying, this guy on Jeopardy, he's the most annoying guy I've seen in a long time. There's a website that I used to be a fan of, and I'm not anymore, but it's Television Without Pity, which has threads talking about reality shows and game shows, and normally, you'll see snark. I mean, that's the name of the brand of the website is, spare the snark, spoil the networks. And they'll snark about contestants on Jeopardy for a few posts, make fun of them. That's par for the course. I'm not saying I expected zero negative feedback, but there was, over a page of people just saying, how how much they disliked me, how off-putting they found me, you know, and it was a little bit overwhelming. And my wife, you know, she has lower expectations of people than I do, I guess. She thought it was both predictable and hilarious that the internet was being a bunch of jerks. So she started retweeting all the negative tweets and sort of naming and shaming them. Yeah. And when I saw it, I decided, well, I can either try to hide under a rock from this and wait for it to blow over, but I knew that I was going to be on the show for a while. Now people know, back then they didn't. But I already knew that, and I knew that it was going to take a long time to blow over if it did. So the other option was to, you know, take the bull by the horns and directly engage with it. And, you know, I think a lot of people were saying things that they wouldn't have said if they realized that someone who was on TV might be, you know, looking for mentions of themselves on the internet. And a lot of people, to their credit, you know, were ashamed or embarrassed when they suddenly found themselves in a conversation with me. And, you know, backed off or apologized. A lot of people just deleted their tweets or vanished.
Well, some didn't, though. And let me say this, Arthur. You know, your wife, I see from your postings, she's Caucasian and a talented novelist.
She's not published yet, but she's working on her manuscript.
Right. But yeah. You are an Asian American. And one thing that I notice is there is a reluctance to even suggest that this is racism at, you know, that we're witnessing. And there's even people saying, well, it's a kind of stylistic thing. I mean, you even posted something the other day on Facebook saying, where someone mentioned, well, why is it that people are picking on Arthur when, you know, and they had all these theories, none of which involved racism. We're seeing racism, aren't we? Can we agree on that?
I try not to lean too heavy on the race cards because it gets you down a sort of garden path. You end up talking only about that, and there's other things to talk about. But there was this article that this lady Beth posted on Medium.com where she said, hey, there was a guy who won a 7-game streak a while back, not that long ago, maybe 7 months ago, named Ben Ingram. She was on Jeopardy at the time. She was beaten by this guy, and this guy was in some ways similar to me. He used a similar kind of strategy. He had a similar kind of dominant play style. He did the same thing where he won a lot of money and beat a lot of people. But why didn't everybody jump on the bandwagon hating on him? You know, why didn't he become a phenomenon? And it goes through all these arguments, like, I was on Twitter. I was directly available. I was, you know, I was mentioned by Mental Floss. There was a guy, KFC Barstool, Kevin Clancy, who's a blogger, sort of a trollish blogger, who sort of, you know, picks up on my story and not in Ben Ingram's. But the one thing left out of all of it is Ben Ingram is a white guy, you know. Mm-hmm. Ben Ingram is going to be perceived differently. And I said so straight up in my tweets. I was like, I'm not going to say, you know, it's entirely a racial thing, but come on, there's a racial component to it that... And looking at the tweets, like some of them were, you can always find racist trolls on Twitter, and some of them were very over the top and offensive, and I won't quote them here, but a lot of them were, you know, just, there's kind of a phenomenon where if you're good at something that you're stereotypically supposed to be good at, it's almost like people don't give you credit for it. Mm-hmm. I made the analogy to the Rocky movies, that the Rocky movies, at least the first two, are essentially about rooting for a white guy to beat a black guy because black guys are just good at boxing. That Apollo Creed initially had no characterization other than he was a great boxer. But Rocky is an underdog that we can root for, that he's a three-dimensional character, and it's easier to see him that way because he's white. And I said, like, ironically, like, the tweets that most got to me were people like, maybe Asians shouldn't even be allowed on Jeopardy, or the Asian won, big surprise. And they're like, okay, in actual fact, Asians are a small minority of Jeopardy contestants. And there's, I think, like, one guy before me in the top 20, before I got on the top 20, there was one, maybe two or three. I think it's just one, though, June Park, who was an Asian guy. You know, Asians are a small minority in Jeopardy, and yet when an Asian goes up and starts winning, people are like, oh, of course, it's an Asian, and start waiting for someone they can identify with to beat that guy, you know? So, yeah, you can't deny that. I've experienced that, certainly at other times and places in my life, that... when I hear someone say that they don't like me because I seem to be so focused only on winning the game, that for me it's all about dominating the game and I'm not a well-rounded individual or a likable individual, it's hard not to hear racial echoes of that. When people say they want to see me beaten by an average Joe or an underdog, it's hard not to hear that as a white person, someone I can identify with, someone you know, quote-unquote, normal or ordinary.
Well, you know, a lot of that is veiled, but a lot of it that I saw just yesterday, people didn't erase tweets. There's, you know, they use the word that rhymes with clink. They use the word, you know, that all the epithets. How do you...
I'm sure there's pockets of the internet where that's really, like, unveiled. I don't go seeking those out, but, you know, I know they're there once in a while. Someone just, like, drives by and throws a racial slur at me and drives away, you know. Not literally in a car, but, you know, a one-time tweet or email or whatever. Those I actually find easier to dismiss because that's clearly... trolling. That's just someone who obviously wants to get a reaction out of me. But it's the people who steadfastly refuse to engage the race issue, but still bring up these things that, you know, maybe they're right, but I find it hard to justify that he just sucks all the fun out of the game, that he's clearly emotionless, that he's, you know, emotionless. We've heard that before, right? He has no joy in his play. Like, and I'm saying that there's somehow no racial component to that. I find that really frustrating.
No. Well, I find that, that's not just frustrating, that's racist too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that the reason that I'm now watching Jeopardy for the first time in years is because of you. And, excuse me, and I think that's good for the game, but I think it's sad for what it says about the internet and the reaction still to this day toward Asian Americans. Don't you think?
Yeah, it's an old story, you know, and I've tried to make it part of the conversation. I've been pretty candid about it, and people have straight up asked me, why do you think there was such a negative reaction to you? Again, I don't think I'm necessarily a typical Asian American. There have been other Asian Americans on Jeopardy who didn't get the same reaction, at least not that I could perceive. But there definitely is sort of a confluence of the existing stereotype and then someone having traits that play into that stereotype, that I am a dominant player, that I'm a dominant player because I play unconventionally, because I play hard, you know, I play a tough game that I look like I'm trying really hard to win because that's how my affect comes out on TV. All of these things add up together and produce a sort of amplified image of the stereotype. I've made a comparison. You know, racism isn't completely seeing things that's not there. It's easy to identify if that's true. It's more like it's amplifying your emotional reactions in a way that people find hard to see in themselves, that that they might not say that a middle-aged black man in a business suit is a thug, but if they see a belligerent black teenager in a hoodie and jeans, they're much more likely to label him as a thug and pin expectations on him and treat him as part of some sort of societal trend than they would an equally belligerent white teenager in a hoodie and jeans. You know, that what happens is if you happen to play into a stereotype because of certain things about you, then your race will amplify that reaction to you. And that's something that, you know, it's hard to deny if you've lived it.
Yeah, I saw what you said in the Code Switch or in the NPR blog, and I've got to stop here, and we'll continue on with a part two segment with Arthur Chu, the reigning, well, let's hope when you hear this, he's still reigning Jeopardy champ on Amok.com.